नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यसा ततो जयमुज्जीरयेत् नस्तापयेष्व बाद्रिषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नास्तिके इदं भगवता नम पुराणं ब्रह्मसंहितामुतां श्लोकचरितां च कर भगवान् ऋषिः निःशेषाय लोकस्याधन्यं स्वस्य नमः श्रीमद्भागवतं पुराणं ममलं यत् वैष्णवं प्रियम् Hare Krishna. Good morning. So, today we have 6th canto, chapter 10, Battle between the Demigods and Vritrasura, text number 10. Aho dayanam aho kashtam parakyakshana bangurai Yanna pakurya dasvartyar Matyak svagyati vigrahai Aho Alas Danyam Miserable condition Aho Alas Kastam Simply Tribulation. Parakya, which after death are eatable by dogs and jackals. Kshana bhangurai, perishable and any moment. Yat, because. Na, not. Upakuryat would help. Esvartha not meant for self-interest. Martya a living entity decided to die. Sva with his wealth. Jnati yati relatives and friends. Vigrahai and his body. Translation. This body, which is eatable by jackals and dogs after death, does not actually do any good for me, the spirit soul. It is usable only for a short time and may perish at any moment. The body and its possessions, its rich and relatives must all be engaged for the benefit of others, or else they will be sources for tribulation and misery. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Similar advice is also given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Etavan janma saphalayam dehinam iha dehisu pranair arthair diyavacha shayam acharanam sada. It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others which his life, wealth, intelligence and worlds. This is the mission of life. One's own body and the bodies of the friends and relatives, as well as one's own riches and everything else, one has should be engaged for the benefit of others. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 9.41. Bharata bhumite haila manushya janma yara janma satraka kari karaparupakara. One who has taken birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatavarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all the people. The word upakuryat means paraupakara, helping others. Of course, In human society, there are many institutions to help others, but because philanthropists do not know how to help others, their propensity for philanthropy is ineffectual. They do not know the unlimited goal of life, Sri Archanam, which is to please the Supreme Lord. If all philanthropic and humanitarian activities were directed toward activities achieving the unlimited goal of life to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they would all be perfect. Humanitarian work without Krishna is nothing. Krishna must be brought to the center of all our activities. Otherwise, no activity will have value. Omagyanti mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun miridham yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya mano bishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadachi svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahaganaragunatam vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gourange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam pangun langayate girim Yat kripam tamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam Shri Chaitanyeshwaro paramananda madhavam Hare Krishna. So the topic of death is usually unspoken in the common society. People don't like speak about death, and usually they don't like thinking about it, what will be with me in the future. It's a quite strict and secret topic to discuss with. If somebody dies in a house, it's very quickly they take him out, not anyone see, and very quickly they put him into the land, into the ground. And so again, we can be happy. What does it mean? Before I was traveling a lot, and I saw this rip, how it's called? Grave, yes? Graves. Gravestones. A lot of in Russia, the gravestones, the places where it's situated, these gravestones, you can see the body, which is, you know, like inside the land, and a special place where flowers always, and people can see, can come and see their relatives which passed away. And I was a little bit criticizing this, because I thinking, why we need these graves? It's better to follow the Vedic tradition to give to the fire body and cremation, yes? That's how it's called. It's easier. We know we don't use land, it's not spoiled. But then I was in Kazakhstan and I was traveling in train. I saw one old lady, Kazakh lady. She saw in the window the graves, and immediately she started doing like this. In Muslim tradition, when they see the graves, they have to give respect to their relatives or their past persons who were living before in this land. And she started, and that man, I realized, I understand that it's very good that we have a lot of graves. It brings us to philosophical thinking, understanding. When we see grave, we immediately remind ourselves that, oh, soon my body also will be there in how is it called? Kladbishe? You have the same word in Slovenian, Kladbishe? How called in English this place where there's a lot of graves?
Pokubilishche. Yeah, Pokubilishche. So there is a very good meaning of Pokubilishche. If it's present, people can see it and become a little bit philosophical. They can understand that I can die. Because Srila Prabhupada, he always told the understanding of the common people is usually I will be living in a few, long, long life. I will be immortal, maybe. But the thing is that one is not just die. He doesn't know when he die. Whatever, he can die. Even next minute. And then, you know, the last news, what happened in Lanka, it was some terror attack. A lot of bombs. I don't know. 3 days ago, I just heard that it was 250 people who died there. But they have resting. It was people from Copenhagen, from Europe, from India, from America also. Different nations, but they all die. And 500 people go to hospital and still stand there. So nobody is saved in this place. Yad padam padam, yadi padam natesham. This world is so dangerous. Any step in this world keep a lot of different dangers. For example, in beginning of 2000s, a lot of people, they take rest in Thailand, Vietnam, these places. But somehow the huge tsunami appeared there. And as far as I remember, it was 250,000 people who died there. Thousands of people was dying there. It was, and when they saw this wave, you even cannot understand that it's tsunami. It just looked like a simple wave. It's not very high, like 20 meters, 30 meters wave. No, it's 4, 3, 5 meters wave just. But what is this thing? The thing is, it's not just wave. Because wave is, you have water and wave is like this going. But tsunami, it's another 4 meters water just going like this. Up to the simple water. And it's going and going, and there is this earth, and it's going like this, and destroy all the places. So tsunami came, and people saw this, what happened, but they didn't mention, they didn't saw that tsunami of material desires already came into upon their hearts. It always there. And that's why they don't want to think in philosophical way. To think what is the death, why it comes, and what it will be after death. Is it will be eternal hell or eternal heaven? Once we were traveling with some van, and we were 8 Brahmachari group, Harinama group. We were traveling through Russia and Belarus, small cities. I was playing this accordion, you know. And our leaders, his brother died. His brother was no devotee, but he died, he killed himself, like hanging. And he told that we are close to our city, we should visit. Because when one kills himself, church will know making the rituals. Yes, you understand this? When people is self-killer, yeah? Suicide. Church and the monks, they will not do any rituals. No, it's not good, it's a sin. But we came, devotees still do. You know, we all was shining in saffron cloth, having, shaking heads, and it was shining very, very nicely. And we entered 8 person with instruments, you know, with mridangas, kartals, with the accordion, and there were a whole small room, maybe 5 times smaller than this temple room, and there was 3 ladies sitting and crying. It was his wife, his uncle, aunt, and his mother. Okay. And they saw us and they stopped crying. It just was shocked that such a people can appear in a place where one take death. And they start looking, and when I come in with accordion, they have a little bit hysteric. Ah! And they saw another son, our leader. What are you doing? Why you bring these people? And he goes, shut up! It's my brother. I need help him. And he tell us, start chanting mantra. I ask, maybe I can chant without accordion because they will not tolerate this. It will be impossible. Okay, he told you, just chant with karatals. I start chanting very, you know, upset motif. Hare Krishna, something like this. And he start doing some rituals. He put the garland. He take tulasi leaf. He want to put tulasi in mouth, but mouth was strongly closed, and he put it into the nose. Sign the nose. And then started Ganga, making Ganga. Some prasadam, mahaprasadam, leaves, etc. Tulasi, tilaka. He started putting him tilaka. And these ladies were sitting like this. And then he told me, so take accordion, make some happy motif. And I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ah, what are you doing? Stop. And they start crying. And immediately one man with axe in his hand appeared, and we start running, circling this body, and he start running with us. Okay, we stop kirtan after 20 minutes maybe. And he told, so now lecture, our one senior of our devotee will give a lecture. It was one devotee, very, you know, no emotional devotee, he said. And said, we all gonna die. Why are you crying, ladies? He doesn't pass away. He's here. Take him. Do with him everything you want. He was sitting there. It was preaching those times. And after we finish all this preaching, we go to our van and go out. And one of the senior devotees, he told, so now we saw a dead body. We have to take bath. You see this river? Go to the river. And the driver, he just get the directly instructions, go to the river. You know what, if you tell go to the river, it means you have to park in somewhere close to river. But he just, and we through the beach with together with Sven go and into the water. People was looking at us, what's happening? As a big van is go just to the water. He just directly think go to the water, to the river, and he just think that was car. But all was no problem. All was sitting, okay. Now we're in half of our car in the water. Half. So our clothes also is not clean. We should take bath with clothes. And they start jumping through the window to the water. People were staying, looking, what is it? We separated for two teams. One don't want to take bath in the clothes. I was with this team. We get gamchas and shorts. But one senior devotee, he have like sweater from this material, how it's called? Wood, wool. From wool. And he jump with this sweater, and sweater start smalling. And he start crying, help me, take it off. And it was very difficult to get. He was in Doti, in Kurta, swimming. So when devotees, they see the dead body and some death, it's not afraid for them. It's a little bit like, you know, small. They always preach, even when they see the dead body, some of their relative died. But when devotee passed away, we can become very sad, of course. I saw once when His Holiness Srila Nirajana Swami Maharaj, he gave a lecture. Maybe it was in Kiev or in Minsk. It was in 2002 or 3. I was taking part in this lecture. I was listening. And he got a message, call.
he tell us, sorry, I have to answer call to the lecture. And he take and he listen. So soft, and he told, sorry, I have to finish my lecture. His voice start a little bit shaking. And he start telling, my dear and close to me guide brother, whose name is Sridhar Swami Maharaj. And his voice become very, very, you know, emotional. But leave his body, and immediately he start crying and without this microphone. And he was sitting, maybe five minutes he was crying just in the Vyasasana. And we all devotees was we don't know what to do. Maharaj is crying, your Guru Maharaj is crying, what you do? And he was so long time crying. And he cannot, keep his emotions. He just was crying, and he's sorry for my emotions. But he stopped lecture and immediately started talking about Maharaj, giving this katha, about his activities, his preaching, his stories with him. So we see when the devotees passed away, we also become very upset because we lose opportunity to associate with this devotee. So now we should be very, we should уважать, ценить, цените, appreciate very much this possibility that we have devotees around us, that we can take it. We have devotees, we have temple, we have deities. It's very important. And one topic which Srila Prabhupada takes in commentary, he speaks about pious activity, helping others. He starts commentary that it is the mission of people to help others. Use your body. Your body is given not just to serve yourself, but serve to this world. You can use dhya, it means intelligence. You can use your vacha, it means speech. You can use your artha, it means wealth. And prana, your life, all your life dedicate. But then Srila Prabhupada very beautiful correct that it cannot be just for seven people. It should be all goes to Krishna. And it is very important thing that we should place Krishna in the center. Sometimes we can think that I should add Krishna into my life. I should add him to my life. But the right way of thinking is I should put him to the center of my life. It's different moods, adding Krishna and putting him to the center. And if you put him to the center, it all will work. So you can do any activity in your life. You can preach, you can help other people. But Krishna will be in your center and it all will be connected with Krishna. No matter. Before we were very renounced, before we were brahmacharya, and it was some parikrama in Mayapur. And during parikrama, they have boats, and they swim, go through boats, and one lady fall out from boat into the water. Help, help, I don't know how to swim, young lady. And old brahmacharya was standing looking, oh. And one sannyasi, he jump out of the water, kept her, and started arguing them, why are you looking? He's dying, he's devotee. You're not this body, at least now. It's urgent situation. You should act. Now clean my clothes, wash, dry my clothes. Once my spiritual master was traveling with His Holiness Japatak Swami Maharaj, his Grihastha, and they were traveling by jeep. And they were mixed a little bit. So Mataji was together with Prabhu, and one jeep was with Mataji, and one place only left. And my Gurudev, and he doesn't want to sit because there's Mataji. And Japatak Maharaj came, and can I sit in another place? He said, no, sit here, you are not this body. Of course, it doesn't mean that we should act like this, but sometimes it will be like this. Sometimes some old people or some young people, they need our help, and we should help them. So it's like etiquette of Vaishnava.
Vaishnava is, he knows how to conversate with people, with another sex, but if it needs, he can help anyone. If some child or some karmic person get to the problems or to some urgent situation, Vaishnava will help him, no matter who he is. Because it is sastradanya, what is it called? Sastradanya, not humility, but
compassion.
Compassion, yeah, compassion. He has, and Arjuna has also compassion. But compassion should be strictly to the main thing. He saw that it is soul inside, it is suffering. I need help this soul. Prabhupada, he gave this an example, that sometimes we compassion our body like a cave, not cave, cage, yes? And inside is bird. But you should think about bird inside, you should give it food. Not just cleaning cage, it's not enough. You should feed the bird, you should feed the soul, which is inside. So this is real Krishna consciousness. To see that we are equal like a souls, and to help all people. This is real humanitarian helps. Yes, this is real what we can do, Vaishnavas. So once Srila Prabhupada, he saw like some children were crying in India because there were no food. And Srila Prabhupada told that around our temple, in 10 miles around our temple, there should be no people who haven't got a food. Should carry this very strictly. So, in Almaty, we have one guy who came to our temple to take prasadam. Just take prasadam. We call them prasada yogi. Special special part of society which come in to Hare Krishna's prasadam yogi. We feed them and we know that they come and just eat. But then we start asking, if you want free prasadam, you should listen lecture. It is a rule for Sunday feast. And when they came to lecture, they get this coupon that they want a lecture, and they came to prasadam. And after they start listening, some of them become devotees. Not a lot, but few. Also in Poland, Polish tour, in Raduna Maharaj, he making this Polish tour. There was one guy, hippie, he was coming, just eating prasadam. He was so dirty, bad smell was going from him. And devotees start caring about him, give him prasadam, and finally he become devotee. He got initiation and he become the leader of a team who is making the festival tents. I met him there and he told his story. So prasadam have very powerful, it's very powerful prasadam. You know, Srila Prabhupada, he also used this prasadam weapon. Some people, when people start argue with you, we don't agree with this philosophy, we don't want this, it's work another way, you should use the special weapon, the special sweets you should give them. You know, this gulab jamun, they are very wet with syrup, and sometimes devotees, they start giving gulab jamuns to these people. And you know how to eat gulab jamun, yeah? You should eat it all from one bite. If you start biting it, it will go very bad. You know? There was one man in trousers, very like aristocratical man. He came and he thought, I don't agree with you, Hare Krishna. I have another point of view. I want to argue with you. They understand it's very intelligent person, very difficult to argue with him. So, okay, we have rule before we start speaking, you should accept small. And they give him, and he took, and he bite it. And he's... And he eat, it was so tasty. Okay, one more, thank you. And thus he ate 10 gulab jamuns. He was totally wet. And they asked him, "So do you have a question?" "No, no, thank you so much." Prasadam. This is the best humanitarian help which devotees can do. Prasadam. In Armenian it was earthquake. Maybe it was 30 years ago already. And it was tragedy. All city was destroyed. And devotees came from Moscow helping. My spiritual master also came. He spent 6 months there. And you know this place where people take shower? Met house called Vanna. It's a metal place where you can take shower, you can take water, lie inside. In bathroom usually. It's how it's called? Banya. Banya, yeah. And they cook khichdi inside this banya. For thousands of people every day. And after this, all nation start very deeply respect devotees. Because they was just feeding prasadam. 1 year they was given free prasadam for all city, which was destroyed by earthquake. And still now you come back there, when you know that you are Hare Krishna, they remember that their parents, relatives, 30 years ago was saved because of prasadam. So this is the main what we can do, how we can serve these people. Hare Krishna, maybe I have one question. Sure, I can shortly ask. Answer. Slovenia, there is no questions usually. Okay. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Nibo.